This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Stimulus checks started arriving last week for Coloradans. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports some will pay bills with the money, while others will pay it forward.
Martin Hirschhorn worked as a pastry chef at a hotel at the convention center in downtown Denver before it temporarily closed because of the new coronavirus. He says his monthly rent costs more than the $1,200 he expects to get from the federal government.
The stimulus bill, that's just going to go to rent. That's it.
Hirschhorn is now on unemployment benefits, but only gets about half of what he earned at the hotel. He doesn't have money saved to put down a deposit on a cheaper apartment. He says his rental property company will defer 1 month's rent.
It'll keep me out of the shelter for a month while I kind of like try to figure out what else to do.
Like Hirschhorn, Brianna Hurd of Denver says her check is going straight to rent and other household expenses.
It's crappy right now, but I'm also pretty privileged to have a spouse that still has an income. Like, things are tight, but it's not unmanageable.
Hurd's husband is a teacher with Denver Public Schools. She's a graduate student at Colorado State University and normally nannies on the side to earn extra money. But that's not possible with social distancing. She says she has to spend her stimulus check wisely.
I've heard of people saying, like, I'm going to buy this, I'm going to buy that. And I'm like, well, that's not, that goes straight into bills. It has to.
Ed and Andrea Furlong of Evergreen, on the other hand, don't have that problem.
The stimulus check is extra for us, and we could use it to go on a nice trip or something, but there's so many people that are in so much need right now that would just be obscene.
They're nearing retirement, have food and a home. Andrea Furlong says she's most concerned about people who don't have those things, so they'll probably donate some of the money to a food bank. They hope to motivate other Coloradans, too.
Maybe spurs a few people to think about how this little gift, and for many of us, it's so critical for so many others. If you don't need the money and you can pass it on and, you know, pay it forward.
And it's a way to not feel so helpless.
There are lots of ways to give, including the state's COVID relief fund. Colorado's Attorney General's office has guidelines on its website about how to vet charities before making a donation. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.